Thank you for joining us tonight. Kate Justice with you until 10. And we're going to talk paddleboarding now. I like a bit of paddleboarding. I normally spend more time in the river than on the paddleboard, but not my next guests. Oh, no. They're nearly halfway through what they hope to be a record-breaking trek, actually. They're going from Land's End to John O'Groats, but with a difference, because they are on paddleboards. How they're doing this, I'm not entirely sure, but they are making a difference in the process. It is Dave Chant and Sophie Witter, and they join us now. Hello, guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Oh, Dave, Sophie, you guys have got so much energy. Well, you must have, quite frankly. It's been a dramatic voyage so far. How's it going? I mean, let's start with you, Dave. Tell me exactly what you're doing and, you know, how.
Yeah, so I think it was last summer I started paddleboarding. So did Sophie. So we're definitely not veterans. We've been doing it for a year. And I started looking at bigger journeys you could do on a paddleboard. And I thought, why not do Land's End to John O'Groats? Always tended to be done on a cycle or by foot. Could you do it on a paddleboard?
And
here we are. So we started planning. We're doing a mix of the sea and canals and rivers. And we found ourselves the route to be able to say we're the first pair to go from Cornwall to Scotland.
Oh, my word. Okay, so the route, I guess you had to plan it quite carefully. And do you have to pick the paddleboard up and walk with it at all, or are you all on the water?
So we're all on the water. We looked at the route. We spent hours and hours and hours planning the route. So our route takes us from the Cornwall and Devon coastline up the Bristol estuary, jumping onto the rivers and canals at Sharpness. We have just made it through Worcester, and we are planning on using the canals now until we can pop out almost south of Blackpool back onto the Irish Sea.
Right, so you're near Kidderminster right now, resting up for the night.
Yes, we are.
Okay. And Sophie, this, less than a year into being a paddleboarder, or just over a year in, how many times have you fallen off?
Well, I mean, yeah, as we've said, only it was my 1 year, what I call paddleversary, on the 8th of August. Ooh. So when learning to paddleboard many, many times, and we have fallen in double digit so far. We can't tell you the exact amount because we are doing a little competition for people. Uh-huh. Needless to say, one has fallen in more than the other. But we still fall into this day. As we say, we really wanted to be the, you know, the every man and every woman and show that you can do something as big as this. So we're by no means perfect. However, we are pleased to be back on the river and canals, which is kind of our home ground, so to speak.
Yes. What's it like on the sea comparatively?
Oh, there's a lot to take in. So not only does your paddleboard stance change, which we've both had to learn and get used to, but there's so much to take in. So before embarking on the trip, we had to go on safety training, learn about tides, learn about the different movements. We're constantly checking weather apps, things like restricted water zones, believe it or not. So there's so many different things that we've had to learn. So the sea varies not only in technique, but also in the amount of information you need to do it safely.
Yes, of course, so much to consider. So talk me through a couple of dramatic moments that you must have had by now.
We've had a few different ones. So we had our very first argument on a paddleboard going through what's called some overfalls around a particularly scary point called Mort Point, which I had caught on camera, much to Dave's distress. Or I would think Dave's distress. But it all ended in smiles until my camera fell in the sea 2 days later. So gone is that footage. Oh. So both of those were pretty dramatic moments. But our biggest one would have been on day 13, believe it or not, when our roof rack system failed us. And we were left with one damaged board and one board gone completely missing.
So are you on individual paddleboards? You're not sharing a board?
Individual, yes. Right. Maybe we'll do that next, a tandem paddleboard.
And hang on a minute. Roof rack?
Yes.
What's that?
So we have a we have a vehicle that our support vehicle that travels with us to meet us at the beginning and the end. So we transport obviously our boards if we're staying on a campsite for the night or something like that. And yes, we were having a rest day, but due to bad weather, and we were moving the van, and thankfully, safely, nobody else around. We had one board crushed to the floor and another lost in the field somewhere.
You lost a paddleboard in a field?
We managed to lose a paddleboard from our roof rack. So we're going to guess it's in a field somewhere as we're on country lanes.
We actually drove up and down a country lane about 3 or 4 miles for hours looking at this paddleboard, and it is nowhere to be seen.
That's just going to be such an odd discovery for someone. Okay. Well, so you had a backup plan, I presume?
Yeah, so we are really lucky. The paddleboard community is absolutely fantastic. So we got ourselves to a pub, called somebody based in Cardiff, the amazing Gareth, and went, "Help, what do we do?" Within half an hour, bless him, he had arranged for one of the paddleboards to be repaired with a fantastic guy called Steve in Fourth Call. And he lent us, we had one inflatable with us, he lent us another inflatable to be used until we could replace the hardboard that was missing.
Oh, goodness me. Okay, so thank goodness, you know, we came back, but that is, rather dramatic. So where do we follow you? Because presumably you're letting everybody know how you're getting on and you're doing this for a reason.
Yeah, so we have a website which is Sup It and See. So our expedition, we called it Sup It and See. Stand Up Paddleboarding is Sup and See is in the ocean. So supitandsee.uk is the website. And from there you can get through to our donation page for the three charities we're raising money for, and also our Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, lots of lovely pictures, I hope, on there.
Oh, definitely. Yes. I am taking as many pictures and videos as possible. In fact, we had one support crew with us for the last week, and somehow he managed to get himself on a boat to take pictures of us, so we're really looking forward to that footage.
Okay, excellent. And tell me what charities you're supporting.
So we've chosen one charity each, and then a charity in celebration of the community. So my charity is Wilderness Foundation, and they offer therapy as well as getting people outdoors, hiking, camping, canoeing, things like that, to develop healthy coping mechanisms. So it's anyone from people who suffer with depression and anxiety to those who've been in abusive situations. So something that's very close to my heart. And then Dave, do you want to talk about yours?
Yeah, and then I'm supporting the RNLI, which obviously provides lifeguards all around the country at beaches, as well as literally saving people's lives at sea.
Gosh, okay, so really poignant charities for both of you. Sup It and See, and then Sup It and See UK on Instagram for all the updates, and if you want to support you as well. Do you know when you're supposed to get there, what the end goal is?
We left after, we said about 3 months, and we've obviously had some bad weather days, so we're anticipating around the middle of October, but we're hoping the weather will be kind and maybe we could get there quicker, but we just have to keep our fingers crossed and be nice to the weather gods.
What on earth have you done with your normal lives, you know, while this is going on? Just a question.
Well, we're both self-employed, aren't we? So that has helped, and we've had huge support from those people that we normally work with. I sold my car to be able to come, and then, yeah, normal life is on hold, really, other than that.
So you've definitely got the paddleboarding bug. Just as an aside, not about your own paddleboarding, what is it about the sport that you think, you know, that you love and that other people might enjoy?
I think the thing about paddleboarding and why it's blossomed over the last years, it's such a relaxing way to see the water. And also, it's, although you have to spend a few hundred pounds probably for a paddleboard upwards, it's quite an easy and value way of getting into a sport, whereas there are a lot of other water sports and sports in general where you have to pay thousands and thousands of pounds. So it's so accessible to get on the water, and it does so much for people in terms of their mental health and relaxation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got my own paddleboard. I think I did spend a few hundred quid on it, but I got someone who knew a thing or two about them to help me, and mine can take two people.
Nice.
It's a very romantic paddleboard, although I've only been on it with the Labrador so far.
Hey, yeah. We we've seen lots of people out with their dogs, and that sounds lovely. I actually want to get a dog just to go on the paddleboard.
Yes, and if you get a little dog, you can get, my friend's got a load of paddleboards, and she's got this tiny little dog, and she's got a little life jacket for it, which has a handle. So you can actually pick the dog up like a bag. And if it should fall in, it will float. And also, they don't take up too much room on the paddleboard. You know, if my Labrador decides she wants to sniff the water, I'm off.
This is very true. A lot of people have said that. Yeah, I'm so glad that it's got a little life jacket as well. That's
yes,
so important,
very important. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck. Great to have you passing through the county. We'll give you a big old cheer from everyone here, and hope that you have a great, successful end to the trip and raise loads of money. Suppitandsea.uk and then Suppitandseauk on Instagram.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
Thanks
That's
a lot.
Perfect. Hopefully see you on the water sometime.
Yes, exactly. I'll give you a run for your money. Not. Sophie, Dave, hats off to you. Well done. Great to meet you over the phone, and good luck.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
They're doing so well. There's lots of really good information on their website, by the way, because they've got lots of poignant, important reasons about why they wanted to do this. You know, putting their whole lives on hold. I mean, Sophie, you heard her there. She sold her car to be able to afford to go on this rather epic trip. Sophie Witter, Dave Chant, talking about their Suppit and Sea Land's End to John O'Groats voyage via paddleboards. What a journey, and what brilliant charities they're raising money for as well. Good luck, guys.